Welcome to Energy in Action. I'm your host, Marcy Young, and as a Mito patient myself, I appreciate you and the community you've helped us to build. This podcast honors the triumphs and struggles of patients and families affected by this disease and celebrates the work being done by doctors and researchers every day to make it a safer world for our people. We are a support group and a podcast focusing on all things related to mitochondrial disease. Welcome to another episode of Energy in Action. And while I think all of our guests are special, today's episode feels very personal. And I am so lucky to have Barbara Piosik and Jackie Bumba on. They both work at the Cleveland Sight Center, and Barbara and Jackie both work in the store at the Cleveland Sight Center, and they know about all sorts of products and different items that can really help those with low vision and no vision in the mitochondrial community, and they have a store online, so even if you're not local in the Cleveland area, that is okay. You can still benefit from what they offer in the store. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you both. Before we get into all of the details on what you all do for the low vision and no vision community, I want to share with our community that both of these women worked with my mom, who passed away from mitochondrial disease about 10 and a half years ago. And especially Barbara has quite a past with her. They were in different social groups together within the Cleveland Sight Center. And it was so uplifting to talk to Barbara about my mom because, you know, because of the mitochondrial disease, my mom lived quite an isolated life. And the Cleveland Sight Center, working there and being a patient there, was so beneficial to her and really boosted her life. And she felt so at home there. And it felt so good to talk to Barbara and for her to tell me things about my mom that I hadn't heard or that I hadn't heard in a long time. And I feel really lucky to have these two women on the podcast. So without further ado, and before I get emotional, I would love to get started and kind of educate our community about what a daily living aid is.
Okay, so this is Barbara, and I'll answer that after I get myself together again, because you got me a little choked up too. Your mom was wonderful, and she loved helping people. That is the one thing that resounds with Jackie and I. Ruthie, that's your mother's name, loved helping people, and that's what she did the whole time. So
thank you.
Yeah, so it's awesome to see you and see her in the same screen. So, okay, so adult.
They think I look like her.
You do look like her. Okay, so the definition, the real definition of a daily living aid are products, devices, equipment that help people with disabilities or the elderly perform everyday tasks. These tasks are also known as activities of daily living, and they're just the basic skills needed to live independently. Such as like personal care, mobility.
Okay. So do you see a lot of patients coming in not knowing that all of these products are on the market?
Absolutely. They're really surprised that we carry what we do.
Really?
I hear people say all the time, wow, this place is amazing. Because you're not going to find these things out there, you know, at your typical stores. So we are certainly specialty for sure.
It's like a kid in a candy store.
Yes.
There's things here that you're not going to find, just like Jackie said, anywhere else. And they make such a huge difference in your daily life.
Right. Sometimes simple tasks can become so daunting, and we don't want that for anyone, you know? Do you see a lot of patients coming in after they have lost vision when they could have maybe come in sooner when they had like this progression of losing their vision? Would that have been more beneficial because they could have learned in an easier way?
Absolutely. You know, especially with the pandemic, we noticed a lot of patients whose conditions got worse because they weren't able to get to the doctor in that amount of time. But you know, a lot of people, I can't say all, obviously, some people do go to the doctor yearly, get the health of your eye checked. They can check a lot. They can find a lot of things in your yearly exam. And you know, you have to be vigilant. You have to take your medications. You have to take your eye drops. You have to, you know, get your injections, go see the doctor. So a lot of people, by the time they come here, yes, some of their conditions have worsened.
And can I say that sometimes people are in denial too? And they'll say, oh, I'll be all right. Or I don't need this or I don't need that. And so that kind of delays their visit here too. And it's a lot of times a family member who will say, you know, you need to get down here. There's things that can help you. And sometimes reluctantly as they are, once they get here, they realize what is out here and what can help. So, and relieve a lot of that frustration, I think.
Yeah. Sometimes my guess would be that when they get there and they see the products that are on the market, then they think to themselves, oh my gosh, I could use that. And then it maybe creates like a light bulb for them on a task that has been difficult for them, but they've been just pushing through unnecessarily, you know?
Some little, small little thing like a signature guide or even a bump dot on a microwave panel that'll help them find the start button easier, and how much frustration that can relieve.
So if, you know, if I, there's several mitochondrial conditions that cause low to no vision or progression of, you know, eyesight loss. When would be the best time to visit your store and to become aware of all of what you offer? Visit in person or online, obviously, because many of our listeners aren't going to be local.
Or phone calls for sure.
Oh, okay. You'd be able to walk people through what you offer in the store?
Maybe not all 800 products.
Right.
But if they can zero, we can zero in on what they're looking for. We can.
So you're able to do like a needs analysis over the phone with a customer. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you ship all the products, correct?
Yeah, we've actually shipped to almost all 50 states.
Awesome. So what do you want to tell people about, you know, coming in sooner? What do you want to tell people who could be helping themselves at an earlier time?
I always encourage people. So a lot of people know their eye condition. If you have an eye condition and it might, like, say macular, for instance, you're not diagnosed with macular and right away you're not able to see. So you have a progressive condition. So you know when your eyesight's changing. Just know, I think education is very important. Know what products are out there. Just because you don't need them right now doesn't mean you won't need them in the future. And it might be easier to learn how to use these products while you have vision and not wait till you don't. We also have a clinic, and we have 4 optometrists, 2 occupational therapists, 2 opticians. So we don't treat or diagnose. We just treat the effects of the condition.
So once you've received your diagnosis, you're eligible to come in and be seen at this clinic.
Exactly.
Okay, so what happens there?
Okay, so what happens is you would call our registration department. You have to register as a client. At that point, you have to have seen an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist. We need a medical eye report within a year. And then at that point, you are scheduled. Most insurances cover your appointment. Your medical insurance covers the appointment. You know, again, you can't ever say 100%, but I would say 98% of the time, your medical insurance covers that appointment. And then, like I said, if you have copays and things like that, that is still, you know, you have to still pay your copays. But the beautiful thing about the clinic is you may wait 5 minutes for a 2-hour appointment. Our optometrists are very, very thorough. They take into consideration your eye condition, and then they try to plug in a product that matches, you know, the effects that condition's having for you. You get a functional exam. You may get visual fields. They may do lens assessments, you know, because certain lenses may reduce glare for individuals with certain eye conditions. So it's a very thorough appointment. After the appointment, then you are eligible and encouraged to go see the occupational therapist. So it's a very comprehensive exam.
Okay. Could I see both on the same day?
Most times you do see both on the same day. We also have a full optical department. So if you have an existing prescription for eyeglasses, you can bring that prescription and we can fill it here. We have a wonderful variety of frames. And like I said, we have 2 opticians also. So we are a full optical lab as well as a clinic.
Okay. If I live in the region and I want to drive in and I'm not one of the 9 counties that the Cleveland Sight Center serves, am I still eligible to be seen as a patient in the clinic?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You just call our registration department and register. We've had people that have come from out of town, out of state.
Okay. Because my guess is that there isn't a service quite like this in every city and town in the country.
Well, we like to think so. Actually, so Ohio has really three functioning site centers. There's one in Toledo, there's one here and in Cleveland, and then there's one in Cincinnati.
Okay. So there are big gaps.
There are big gaps. There's not nearly enough of these stores to accommodate people's needs. We've had, actually, Jackie will remember this, we used to have this priest that came in from Africa, and he would come in from Africa to buy mobility canes to take back because, you know, they didn't have anything like this. We've had people from Jamaica that have come, Africa, Mexico, that, you know, buy things for their people to take home because we don't ship internationally, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I remember my mom would come home with new items periodically, and she was so impressed. Like, the Cleveland Site Center, I mean, it was up on this pedestal to her, and it deservedly so, but I mean, she thought there was nothing better. But as a mitochondrial disease patient herself, and also working there, she was immersed in this agency.
I know.
And nothing was better in her eyes than this agency.
Isn't that, and I don't want to sound biased, but I agree.
Yeah. I drank the Kool-Aid being her daughter and her working there all those years. And obviously now, you know, doing this type of volunteer work, I talk to people that experience low vision or consider themselves low vision. And beyond that, just in general, as a mitochondrial disease patient, there's so many daunting small tasks throughout the day, you know? And so if we can help people get these aids into their lives in very simple ways, you know, they can pick up the phone and they can call you and tell you, you know, what are the most challenging aspects of their day in the kitchen or the bathroom or, you know, whatever it is, then hopefully you'll be able to help them.
And I'm really happy that you're doing this because I think we're the best kept secret. People drive by us all the time and say, oh, I've been by your agency for years and I don't know what you do in there. And so this is really a good thing.
So for our listeners to know, they are right in the middle of the Cleveland Clinic and University Hospitals. So they have a very convenient location. For a lot of our listeners, they're wonderful physicians that people drive very far for at our hospitals, you know, to treat mitochondrial disease. So hopefully they can also make a step into the Cleveland Site Center. So now there has to be a big emotional component involved, you know, not being able to take care of tasks that once seemed easy. How do you handle that, you know, as the employees in the store? That has to be tough to talk to people about them, you know, losing their capabilities.
Well, I don't think there's very few things in life, in my experience, that I see as being as traumatic as losing your vision. Like, Jackie is just absolutely amazing. She's been low vision her whole life. So she may be able to answer that more. But we also want to stress one thing that, yes, it is an emotional journey that you're on because it's a journey. It has its ups and downs. But we like to make people know and reiterate that there's really nothing you can't do anymore. You have to do it a little bit differently, but you still can do a lot of the same things. You know, it's going to be different. You are never going to be able to read the same, but you can read, you know? So as far as the emotional component, it runs the gamut. I mean, you get people who have just come being diagnosed with, you know, their glaucoma's been horrible. You get people that come in here time and time again, because we're their emotional support a lot of times. And Jackie lived it.
I do every day. Actually, I do. And I'm lucky because I still have a lot of very usable vision. So large print and audible books, things like that help me out. So I'm very lucky that I have the vision that I do. But still, I still struggle. I still have days where, I wish I could just see this, you know, and sometimes that does happen after all these years. But I think one of the first things I ask people when they come in the store is, where are you struggling during the day? Is it pouring that first cup of coffee and you're missing the cup? We have something that can help with that. Is it, you know, setting your microwave to, you know, heat up your breakfast? We have something for that. So that's the first question I tend to ask is, where are you struggling during the day? When you get up, go through your day with me and tell me where you're struggling. That's where we start.
I imagine that you are so empathetic with the people that you're talking to. I mean, both of you, obviously, but you get it, you know?
I get it.
And Barbara, you've worked there so long as well. So, but Jackie, you're living this, you know?
Well, time and time again, I'll hear people say, well, you have a job and you're using the computer and you're getting up every day to come here and help me. That's very encouraging for people. They feel like there's a there's hope there and there's a light at the end of the tunnel, even if it, all they want to do is watch TV, you know, in the afternoon or whatever it is that they're struggling.
I'm sure you're really inspirational for them.
I do what I can.
Oh, she's being so modest.
She is being modest.
I'm not going to let that go. Jackie's amazing. She outworks me. And the thing is everything is detail in the store. So that's why, you know, and she gets through all that with she uses, she evaluates a lot of our products because that to me means more to me than anybody.
If we have Jackie's stamp of approval, it's going to be a big seller in the store.
That's very well said, Marcy.
I know a few things, but we have a lot of good products here. Just even the CCTVs alone. I don't know if you're familiar with those. The tabletop magnifiers, which is a monitor, and anything you put under the camera will show up on the screen magnified. So it's a wonderful thing. I have one at home. I have one here. I couldn't live without it. So there are things here that literally is like getting new eyes.
Tell us about a few other products that are like just the must-have items, you know, the ones that most people, when they start working with you or, you know, speaking to you, it's like the item that they most want to see in their home.
Jackie mentioned the CCTVs. They're also called closed circuit televisions, reading machines. Some of them actually have software that's able to take a picture and read it back to you also. There's so many products that help. It's hard to say, not one product is designed for one specific condition either. Like we'll get phone calls, you know, we may get phone calls after this podcast saying, you know, what is the perfect product for mitochondria? No product is specifically for that. They're designed to help, you know, across the board. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's one product right now that's relatively new to us. It's called the OrCam. And that's really been unbelievably helpful in people's lives. It's like a head mountable device. It's called OrCam MyEye, and you just put it on your glasses and it's a camera, but it's basically like a computer on your glasses. That's one version. There's another version called OrCam Read, where it looks like a little bar, and you have a button and it has an infrared box. Whatever print fits inside that infrared box, you take a picture of it and it reads it to you. So like that would be very helpful. Like Jackie goes to like the art museum and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And if you go to the art museum, there may be a big, beautiful picture, and then there's a little descriptive box. Mm-hmm. You can't read that descriptive box. Mm-hmm. But if you have that OrCam, it's like a, you know, a little bar, like a pen, mm-hmm. and you take a picture of it, and it reads it to you.
It'll read it to you.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Yeah. And then on the low end, like that's high tech, low tech, like Jackie mentioned, bump dots are one thing. They're so popular. They're little, you know, they come in different colors, sizes, and materials, but they're little appliques that you could peel off and you can stick them on things to help you mark, label, and identify.
They're like a raised dot, so you can feel it if you can't see.
And Jackie has it like on her phone.
Keyboard, mm-hmm. you know, microwave, washer, dryer, wherever you need to find, you know, try to navigate a buttons or like you say, keyboard or whatever.
And then talking keychain. I think one of the biggest things is, you know, how many times a day do you look at the clock? Probably 50, 60. Well, you know, there's talking watches, talking clocks, talking keychains. So you don't have to keep asking somebody what time it is or, you know, those I think are very beneficial to know what time it is.
Talking
what day
food
it
thermometer,
is.
Talking weight scale, talking calculator.
Wow.
It runs the gamut. I mean, pretty much if you need a product to talk, we will have it. We've even sold talking tire gauges before.
Now, that must have been before my time. Mm-hmm. That I don't remember.
Yeah. They make
talking tape measure. Yeah. If you like to work with woodworking or whatever, you can't see a tape measure. We had a talking tape measure, right, at one time.
Huh. So you're always evaluating new products to come into the store?
Yes. The market's constantly changing. You know, these products, I mean, it's just, there's no glass. It's a glass ceiling. It's just, they just keep getting better and better and better. And, you know, the one software I was talking about, that CCTV that you could take a picture and read it back to you, it's called OCR or optical character recognition. But that's really kind of this is the beginning. It's only going to get better as it goes, as more time passes. So it's really, it's so encouraging. And that's one thing I want all your listeners, I hope there's a whole bunch of you listening today, to take away from here is that the research, the products, everything is just making huge advancements. but still make sure you get early eye care checkups so you don't get to this point, right?
So let's say I'm listening right now and I call and I, you know, outfit my home with a couple things that could really make my daily life easier. Would it be wise then to, you know, let's say I'm progressing slowly, but in a year, would it be worth calling and seeing, you know, what's new in the store in the past year and what else might you have to simplify my life further and maybe rediscuss challenges that I have? Do you have people that do that, that check in with you?
Yes.
Did I open Pandora's box?
Yeah. No, I'm glad you mentioned this because, and this is, Jackie and I are going to be on the same with this. It's too difficult for us to know from the time you were here to present what products have come into the store.
Patient to patient, we talk about, you know, how tough it is to sometimes get a doctor's attention or how, you know, quickly doctor's appointments go by or how few and far between they are. And it's like, or, you know, I get with my doctor, but this isn't the stuff I'm talking to him about. You know, I have to talk to him about other things related to my disease, you know, the medical condition itself, you know? So, you know, people like you are so important because there's the condition and, you know, is there a drug trial coming up? And, you know, what do I do about this leg? Like all these different things, but I need to also live my life on a daily basis. And that's not really what I talk to my neurologist about, you know?
So another beneficial part when you register as a client here, and there's no fee to register. I want to make sure everybody knows that. But once you register, it's just, you're eligible for all of our services. Like I had mentioned before, we're a large agency. So we have a store, we have a clinic, we have an employment department, we have children's services, we have a preschool, we do early intervention, we have vision rehab, we have orientation and mobility. I'm probably leaving out other things too. So we're very large. So you can get so much accomplished here by coming. You gotta get the ball rolling, but you're assigned a caseworker. So the caseworker can guide you, you know, and tell you all the services we provide, which is very helpful because those things that you were saying you don't talk to your neurologist about, you can talk to your caseworker about. You know what I mean? And they can also plug you in with help outside of our agency, which they do quite often. So there's so many beneficial reasons to come. Check your eyes, check the store.
And once you get established with us too, you didn't mention recreation.
Yes.
So there's, once you're an established client here, there's recreation activities that we offer also. So field trips and lunch and learns and all kind of things that we do for the clients too, recreational.
Oh my God, they do so many fun things. They just went to a chocolate factory.
Mm-hmm. Hold the Margaritum, the zoo, the rock hall. I mean, they
rock
have field
climbing,
trips, rock climbing,
bike and hikes. It's,
yes.
Yeah.
And then all those clients have a camaraderie. So they're all friends and they all share their difficulties or, hey, this worked for me, try this or whatever. So, and they're all friends and it creates a whole community.
Wow, that's awesome. But that's going to be something more for like our local listeners, which there are, you know, but in terms of those that are, you know, maybe in California or Arizona, they can take advantage of still talking to you in the store. And if they want to travel for the clinic, they're eligible to do that as well. Correct.
Yeah. Well, if they happen to be in town and they want to see them.
Mm-hmm. And we also, I'm not sure, we also have a call center and we employ people from various states. So if you have a listener in California that's looking for a job, tell them to, you know, clevelandsightcenter.org and see if we're hiring. We do hire our call center agents from various states.
Okay. And so what does the call center do?
So the call center, we have quite a few government contracts and it's a call center. So like the teachers will call maybe for some of their, get their licenses renewed. I believe we had a contract with medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, I think about 9. I'm not sure. I could probably get definitive number for you if you want to. I don't want to give wrong information, but we do have several, quite a few government contracts that they work on.
Okay. And is it employed by mainly low to no vision employees?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
So I'm definitely giving a shout out to our call center at the Cleveland Sight Center. They handle tens of thousands of phone calls. I mean, they're just amazing. So shout out to everybody in the call center.
If I'm listening in another state, I would be eligible to be employed in that. Okay.
We have a wonderful website, clevelandsitecenter.org. Everything that we're looking for, it'll be listed. We're, you know, all of our employment requests, everything.
This all comes so full circle because, you know, I remember my mom telling me story after story about all of the wonderful things happening at the Cleveland Site Center. And I knew it was true, but you know, there's also an element of like your mom's telling you something and you just kind of let it roll off your back. And, you know, now that I've really entrenched myself in this community and I'm meeting virtually mostly, but meeting a lot of people who are suffering from this disease, it just feels so important. So I thank you so much for all of the beautiful work that you both are doing and how much you're helping. And I hope that we're able to connect the mitochondrial disease community with the Cleveland Site Center more in the coming months. So
me too. Please just call us. If you have anybody out there, please don't hesitate to call us.
Yeah.
Whatever information, if we don't know, we'll try to find out for you. Absolutely. Or forward you to somebody that would be able to help. But you don't have to suffer. That's basically what I hope everybody takes away, that the Cleveland Site Center is here. And I guarantee that there is something to help every single person.
You mentioned you have 800 or more items in your store. I mean, even just the idea of like not spilling coffee, like that would be beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yes, we got a product for that.
Right, right. Yeah. So you can get immersed in the agency, you know, if you live in the region or whatever, but you can also just pick up the phone and just say like, I'm really having a hard time with this or this, you know, and hopefully make your day a little bit easier. That's what they're in the business of doing. So Barbara, Jackie, thank you so much for being a part of Energy in Action. It's been so wonderful to get to know you.
Oh my gosh. I can't say enough about looking at you, Marcy, talking to you. Thank you so much for reaching out. And what you're doing is so important.
Thank you. This
is, information is just, knowledge is power. You're your own best advocate.
Hearing from you both saying that people call and have no idea all that's on the market, you know, and what they could do to help themselves, I think that's the most important message is, you know, there's more out there than what you probably even know sitting there.
Oh, so much.
Well, thank you both. It's been a joy to talk to you personally and through Mito Action. So thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's been another episode of Energy in Action, and this one has been extra special. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for joining us. I encourage you to browse other Energy in Action podcast episodes. I'm so inspired by the resilience of those in previous episodes, and I know you will be too.